Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. His abode has been established in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse lay stunned. But you are to be feared. Who can stand before you when once your anger is roused? From the heavens you uttered judgment. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to establish judgment to save all the humble of the earth. Make your vows to the Lord your God and perform them. Let all around him bring gifts to him who is to be feared, who cuts off the spirit of princes, who is to be feared by the kings of the earth. Selected verses from Psalm 76. Words that, like, well, much of the Psalms, sound perhaps foreign to the ears of American Christianity, and this is not to commend us. When you find something in the Old Testament, particularly in the book of the Psalter, and you say, wow, that doesn't seem like, well, the God that we preach, well, does that mean that the Bible's wrong? Or that maybe we've just forgotten an edge of who our God is? And this edge, this really martial edge, is there in your Christian hymnody. When we sing songs like A Mighty Fortress Is Our God and whatnot. But often, though, we've confused the mercy of God and his compassion and his commandment for us to turn the other cheek when somebody strikes us with the modern, hyper-tolerant idolatry of being nice. As if there is never really a time or a place for God, who is right and just, to actually destroy the wicked. As if even the idea of eternal damnation is somehow it's a bad idea. It's a mean idea. As opposed to recognizing that if God decides to damn something for eternity, it's a good decision. It needed to be done. Because without it being done, that wicked thing would only ruin all things. Now, the amazing, marvelous thing in all of this is that in the midst of God damning the wickedness of Satan, he's saved you and me from it, even though we were on the side that deserved to be damned, right? We were on the side that should be cut down. But now we're not, because we're in Jesus Christ our Lord. Yet for that reason, we should not reject the wonderful good news that the Lord protects his people from evil. And that in the Old Testament, when the Lord, the man of war, went out to do battle against the enemies of Israel, when they would allay themselves against Jerusalem and seek to tear down its walls and pull away its ark of the old covenant, stop its sacrifices, when God went out and said, no, this is where my name is, that this was a prototype, this was a foreshadow of the death of Jesus on the cross, where hidden, veiled behind clouds and deep darkness, he was doing ultimate heavenly battle, not against flesh and blood, against powers and principalities of this dark, present, evil age, binding them into submission while nailing your debt with him to the cross, so that his abode, his home, his tent, permanently founded as a new city, a new building, is his body, raised from the dead. And we can then say with that Old Testament church, the kingdom of Judah, that in Christianity, the real God is known and his name is great, and it is right to fear him because he doesn't trifle with evil. He'll break the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, whatever we think we could raise up against him, even our self-justifying good works that we would hold up as a paltry offering. Oh, Lord, you should accept me. I'm good enough. No, he breaks it all and rebukes us so that even the cavalry, the horse and his rider, one of the greatest strengths of ancient warfare, it lies stunned before just his words. His abode, his body, is established in Salem. That is the word Shalom, which was a place and is also part of the name of the place Jerusalem. The city of the great king is named the city of peace. And yet, truly, The resurrection of Jesus is the establishment of eternal peace, real shalom. And so the psalmist says, make your vows to the Lord your God. It just means confess his name. Acknowledge who he is. Hear these words and don't shy from them. Don't say, why does the Bible have violence in it? Say, thank God that the God of the Bible takes his violence out against his son, standing in our place that he might redeem us from all of our iniquities. Yes, make your vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. For he has cut off the spirit of the kingdoms of the earth, but only in order to establish in you the Holy Spirit that knows who he really is, through, in, with, under, as Jesus Christ, your Lord. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.